Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and it is three men Monday. And joining me, I was going to say mad men, but no, not that. But joining me today, two guys that, we all love and appreciate, and they're very wise. Chris Williams and Mylon Yurkovich. How you guys doing?
Hey.
I'm doing well. I steal all my stuff from Mylon anyway, so, you know.
Well, and I guess he's calling us wise guys.
Wise guys, yes, yeah. And madmen at the same time.
Yeah. Well, and Merry Monday to you, Steve.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be a great Monday.
I do, too. I can feel the energy.
Well, we've already got calls coming in, but if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. I would love to talk to you. We would love to talk to you. 1-800-229-3000. Now, we're into July. Here it is, July 2nd. I'm just going to start off by telling you, people, if you make a gift to New Life this month, we're going to send you something really, really special. And my mom I sent her a copy of this. She loves it. It's a 100 days of prayer. 100 days of prayer. You can ask for that if you want that as our way of saying thank you to you. But also, what we really want to send you are some samples of the Club New Life video. It's a DVD, and it's got the best stuff on it. These are videos that address the issues that you care about. That's our way of saying thanks. But look, this past Sunday, our pastor talked about, I think the title of his message was that voice in your ear, talking about conscience, talking about the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and our ability to shut that down. And he was making the point from a spiritual perspective, you shut it down enough, and God just lets it stay shut down. Can you guys talk about that a little bit? This thing about giving you over to whatever, or just finally, the truth no longer matters because you're not listening to anybody speaking truth into your ear. What do you think?
Yeah, there's this old hymn, Come Thou Fount, but it says, tune thy heart to sing thy grace. And if I think about that as like a guitar, every single day the guitar gets out of tune, I've got to tune it. And so we got to tune our ear like we would tune an instrument and tune our heart to listen to God. And I just find for me, like, that's got to happen on almost a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And if I don't tune in, then I tune out. It's really as simple as
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a – similar to that, there's a Bible verse that says – having our senses trained to discern good and evil. Well, how do we discern and have our senses trained?
Yeah. Right.
It's by a constant attentiveness or attunement, to use your word, Chris. And if we spend time developing something, we keep it and sustain it. If we don't, we get out of tune and we lose our ability to discern good and evil. We're not sensitive mm-hmm. anymore. We become, as the Bible says, calloused, and we don't hear or feel or sense disturbances around us.
Don't become calloused. It's a really crummy way to exist. I've always said, if one person calls you a horse, you might want to ignore them. If two people call you a horse, you really ought to pay attention to that. If a third person says you're a horse, It's time to buy a saddle. So let's saddle up. Let's listen to some truth today. Maybe God will speak to you if your ears are open and not callous. 1-800-229-3000 to join us. We'll be back right after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. I don't know where you are, what you're doing, but I know we've got something that's going to help you. And I'm really glad that we've got some people lined up. We're going to do it right here. 1-800-229-3000. Let's start with Julie, Sacramento, California. It's a great station there, KFIA. Hi there.
Hello. My thoughts are kind of going in a little circle. I've been listening to you for years, and I've been with my question is, or my thought, my husband is a chronic cheater, and his excuses are he's just being nice to the person that he's kind of cheating with. And last year, anyway, oh gosh, okay, now I'm getting mixed up. I went down to see my mother that's 89 years old a week ago down in Southern California. I drove all by myself last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then when my husband got really mad that I was leaving because he's needy. He said, I don't have anybody to talk to. What am I going to eat? I always cook him, you know, a week of meals ahead of time. I spoil him. And so then I have two sons from a previous relationship that are grown men, upstanding citizens. I have a grandchild in Southern California, and he said he gets jealous of my boys, and I'll say, oh, and you're going to go see him too, not just your mother. And then starts an argument, and I thought, I can't participate in his nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And so he was mad at me, and I didn't text him while I was down there because he'll say little things like, what's the Amazon password, interrupting me with my mother, and she's dying.
Okay, so
and
let me just get, let's,
back.
Okay, let's get to the, what's the real problem here?
Last night, and I know for a fact, he was with a young college student in a hotel in Reno, Nevada. And then, so I texted him. I was going to drive up there, and my sister said, no, don't do that. So I texted him. He even took our dog with us, our little doggy. And supposedly we don't have any money at all. And then he texted me this morning, and he said, because I texted him, and I said, I know what you're doing, and you better watch yourself. And so this morning he said, well, I went to visit our cousin up in South Lake Tahoe, and we don't have any money, so I'm at the pawn shop waiting for it to open this morning. Well, he was up in Lake Tahoe on Saturday, and he was with this lady last night.
Okay, so he spent the night with someone else. Yeah. Okay, so what's the question?
A woman.
For us, yeah. It's horrible.
I've had it.
Okay.
Do I do I go and see an attorney today? Do I practice tough love? His dad murdered his mother when he was 7 years old, and he witnessed that murder. So mm-hmm. I've always kind of felt like, oh, poor thing, you know, that's why he's cheating. That's why he's done this. He feels sorry for people. He doesn't know how to love.
Yeah. Okay. And, so let's throw this over to the guys here. Yeah. Let's throw this over to the guys and let's ask them what they think.
I don't want him to shoot me.
Well, no, we don't want that. That's for sure. And if you're afraid of your husband shooting you, this is worse than we could even imagine. Let's start with you, Mylon. What are you thinking here?
Julie, why would you be afraid he would shoot you?
Because he uses that. He uses, you know, he like billows up in his chest. And
Julie, does he have a gun?
Oh, well, we don't have any money, and that's why he's at the pawn shop, and that's a good thing. He's supposedly pawning his guns.
Okay, so the answer, it sounds like you already know your answer. Why have you taken this long to get to the point you're at? You know what you need to do. You told us the steps
because
you need to take.
I've got a pack. We're on acreage. I like my property.
So what do you like better? Julie, what do you like better, being stalked and abused and misused by your husband? Very abusive types of behavior, very immature. What do you like better? And some people make a decision.
I
like my environment better than my living arrangements. So,
no, what I want to do right now, it shouldn't be a fantasy. I want to, because we don't have very much stuff in our house because we've moved, but we are on our property, and I do have a little trailer. I want to pack all my stuff in that little trailer, and I want to leave. That's what I want to do. I want to leave, so when he comes home today, I'm not here.
Well, why don't you do that?
I don't want to be with him anymore.
So if a husband is unfaithful, if he has cheated, that is the one time that God says you have the ability to exit a marriage relationship. Jesus says that in Matthew 19. So I'm just saying, it sounds like you've made a decision to do something.
Yes.
Okay.
But
it sounds appropriate. To me it sounds appropriate.
Make excuses.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's threatened you. He's threatened you before. You don't know that he's going to pawn every weapon. And I think that you've done a lot of nothing for a lot of different reasons. Now you're waking up, and we're saying, yes, it's about time that you do. Chris,
it's
what
time.
Are you thinking here?
It's time.
Julie, it is time. And the time is now. This guy is dangerous. You've laid it out very, very clearly that this is not a person to be messed around with. You do contact a lawyer, and you also contact the police. If you're afraid for your life, you take everything possible into your hands. You use the law at this point in time.
Yeah.
Now, what's critically important, hear me out. If you don't figure out what's inside of you that so easily gives your power away to a dangerous person, you're going to repeat this pattern. And so I want you to see this, that you need to get away from him as quickly as possible. As Moses takes the people out of Egypt to get away from Pharaoh, this guy is your Pharaoh. You need to exit stage right. Then I want you to do the work inside of you that says, what inside of me has allowed this to happen all of this time?
Mm-hmm.
That is a critically, critically important question to ask yourself. Get into counseling. Get into some good help to get you there.
It's not too late for him to turn around and be a man of integrity. It is too late for you to continue to just wish that he would do that and expect that he is going to do that. The wishing is over. The time of just doing what's kind of convenient, staying there, now's the time for the bold move. And when he sees that you're serious and that you're capable of doing something other than just sitting around and letting him do whatever he wants to do, that's the best hope that this marriage might be saved. So we're not doing this because we want you to divorce him. We're doing it because we want you to protect yourself, first of all. We also want him to step up and be accountable and be forced to either do the right thing or face the consequences of that. Okay? So that's our best that we can do for you. It's not easy. It's going to take courage. Now, Chris is saying if you don't figure out why you did this, gave him all that power, it's just going to be repeated. And probably the best book to help you figure that out is How We Love. So I'm going to send that to you. I think it'll be a great blessing to you. So you hold on. It's coming your way. Anybody else, you know, I think you hear what we're saying here. We can't just sit around and let somebody do whatever and for whatever excuse they have. And we can't let them live their life based on an excuse like, well, mother was mean or dad killed his mother, whatever. We've got to take the action. Now, if you need some help because you find yourself right where she was, then you can call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we're going to help you with that. Let's go back to the phones. It's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Cynthia, Baltimore, Maryland, listens on the great station WAVA. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on with you today? Yeah, sure can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a 3-year-old grandson and a daughter that's in her 40s, and I believe she may be schizophrenic. It started in her 20s of being paranoid about conversations, people tapping the phone and that sort of thing. Right now, I'm worried about my grandson because she often leaves him in a home by itself.
How old is your grandson?
He's 3. I have him here with me today.
Oh,
I pray to God that she's not listening because I do fear for my life. If I turn her in to the authorities, she will come after me.
Really?
Yes.
This poor baby.
Yes, and he's so smart, so intelligent, and he cries to say, please don't take me back home. Please don't take me
home. Okay. All right.
And so I've just been in a strait.
Yeah. You're afraid for yourself, and rightfully so then, and afraid for this little baby. Now, have you thought about talking to somebody at Child Protective Services anonymously to say, how do I go about protecting a grandchild, knowing that my daughter could come after me? What do you guys do in situations like that? And see what they would say.
I have not. I don't, with all the things that I've seen, even in my own family, sometimes the law or protection.
Well, okay. Well, let's see what the guys have to think. Let's see what they're thinking. That was one thing that you might do is to explore that. But what are you guys thinking? Let's start with you, Chris.
Yeah, Cynthia, to follow up, we know that not all the time the law or the public services that are there to help us and protect us always follow through like we'd want them to. But I want you to know that they also hold the liability to follow through. And so the more specific you can be with them, and sometimes it just takes a very squeaky wheel to get it fixed. And so don't give up on this, because this is exactly what Child Protective Services is there for. And so the more that you can report your daughter's behavior, and by the way, it's all anonymous. Now, your daughter will create a very crazy, fantastical picture because she is in her paranoia. Her truth.
Yeah, and she's very smart.
Yes, but her truth cannot be your truth. The way she frames things, so there needs to be a clear boundary for you that, listen, you're the clear thinking one. You're the loving one. You're the faithful one.
Mm-hmm.
Your decisions are most important. Now, again, you may not have the legal rights, but this is where you start putting the law in your favor, and you get as much help and assistance around you as possible so that you're protected, but also that your grandson is protected as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And the advantage you have here is your grandson. I mean, they need to go to some pretty extensive lengths to make sure that he is safe and that he's protected.
Okay.
You do not know, but see, you do not know. You cannot predict.
Okay.
That she won't one day wake up and decide, I am going to destroy my child, and I'm going to destroy myself, and then you're going to be stuck with knowing that that was a possibility, but you, out of fear, didn't do what you could do to stop that. We hear that all the time now. You know that. A woman will just drive off of a bridge or something with the child in the car seat. When we come back, I'm going to hear from Mylan. One of the most profound things I heard in the past week, again, from my pastor, the definition of faith is believing that things you can't see are going to happen. The definition of fear, believing that things you can't see are going to happen. Which one are you going to act on? Fear or faith? Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. A very serious situation. A schizophrenic daughter who leaves a three-year-old there, and the mom really afraid to do anything because she knows what this daughter's capable of. Mylan, your insights here on what she needs to do.
Well, Cynthia, you did just the right thing to call us today, and we just want to validate and sympathize with you and tell you you're on the right track. Secondly, in California, where I live, I think every week for the past month I've seen horrible stories about children dying, people doing, like Steve said earlier, doing horrible things that are unpredictable and yet very dangerous. And some people know ahead of time this is going to happen. And then they're very upset afterwards that they didn't do anything. And so Child Protective Services, call the police if you ever feel threatened. I mean, put 911 on speed dial if you have to. Start a paper trail. Mm-hmm. Consult a lawyer. There's usually the capacity to get legal advice in every city. about stuff like this and find out what you can do. A restraining order. If CPS is involved, they may take the child away and give them to you. So I would just do everything you can. And there's a book I read in the last couple of years. It's called A Failure of Nerve. And it's about us not having enough nerve to rise up and speak against the toxic people that we find ourselves in orbit around, and that we need to rise up and have a voice and say, no, no longer will we play this game. No longer will I allow you to be this mom that leaves their three-year-old home alone. So, Cynthia, you're doing the right thing.
Amen. Okay, Cynthia. So I hope that this has given you some courage. And I pray that it will help you. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope that'll be a blessing to you. But don't stop doing what you started with this phone call. I think it's the beginning of everything being different. The police can protect you. They can if they have to lock her up to protect you. But we must not sit around and expect that she's going to stay the same. I think that's one of the worst things that people assume. Everything's going to stay the same. It's under control. It just may not be. All right, let's go to Justin, Godly, Texas. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Justin, a lot of noise there on your phone. Can you quiet it down somehow? That's quieter.
Earphones,
okay. How could we help you there? Is there anything ungodly happening there in Godly, Texas?
I'm sure there is, but I don't know of it.
Okay. Well, what's happening with you? Why have you called us?
My wife and I have been best friends for 17 years. We decided to give it a shot, and we started dating. We got married. We were married for about a year and a half. In the last 4 months, it just kind of went downhill. She did file for divorce. There was a period about 3 or 4 weeks. We really didn't talk to each other very much. But now she has come around, says she still wants, she doesn't want to give up that 17 years of best friendship. She was the one I went to talk to when, if I ever had a problem, and vice versa. And this last weekend she did come over, and we, and she doesn't, she's made it very clear that she wants to be friends, our best friends and everything. But Friday, you know, she came over this weekend, and we were intimate over, you know, Friday night, and but again, she's made it clear that she don't want to be, and I've been going to a divorce care group about the whole situation. Of course, you know, obviously it was devastating to me, and they're telling me that, you know, I need to let go and just kind of, you know, set some boundaries, and I kind of want to let go myself, but, you know, I say I want to let go, but I've been praying for the last 4 months for reconciliation. You know, I'm going to counseling to try to change, you know, some of the issues that I've had, and I'm wondering if I should just let go, or should I listen to? Is this an opportunity that God's given me? Either listen to people telling me to let go and move on, or is this a possibility, a chance of me proving myself to my wife?
Oh, boy. Have you ever called the right place? I am so glad you called, because there are a lot of different answers you could get on this. Somebody might tell you one thing or another, but I think we're going to give you the truth here. Reconciliation does not come by you acquiescing to her wishes while at the same time she's rejecting you and divorcing you. And in fact, it kind of continues her total disregard for you as the husband that she married. So I think the advice you're getting is pretty good advice, and I'd be listening to that advice. Mylon, you think that they're giving him good advice, or do you think this could be an opportunity for reconciliation?
Justin, your wife is telling you something in a very powerful way, and it's surprising, it's shocking that she would just file for divorce and say, you know, I want to be your friend and have benefits added to that. There's something very odd and unusual about her behavior. And I do not see her as a healthy person, Justin. There's a reason why she's struggling with commitment. And that would not be a person that I would say would be a friend, and that is not a person with whom I'd want to have sex. Maybe she is a friend and has benefits with other people, too. And so I would not want to be involved in that. So if you get back together, she's got to do a lot of counseling, and the two of you together figure out what happened here.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. And I hope and pray that we're going to be able to give Justin some direction, not just good direction, but direction that he's willing to follow. Chris, what do you think here? What's your best for him?
Yeah, Justin, just to follow up with what you've heard from the other guys, it's really important, is that she's not a healthy person to be in close relationship with. And she has the control here. She's telling you how close that she wants to be or how you guys should be. And so you've lost your control. But more importantly than that, Justin, you've lost your heart along the way. What you want in a relationship matters. And the closeness that you desire really matters. And so as you're going through this process, again, I want you to ask yourself the question, out of a relationship, what do I really want? And if you don't get an answer right away, don't worry about it. Stay with the question. Now, you'll know if some of your wants, as we talked at the beginning of the show, our conscience as well as scripture as well as healthy people around us tell us when our wants are off. But when our wants are on and they're healthy, they're critically, critically important. And I want you to follow those wants.
Okay. I hope that is helpful to you. There's just nothing good about coming alongside her and kind of being a co-conspirator of using you just for pleasure or meet her needs. Does it make sense to you or not?
Yes, that does. And all that being said, I think like a week ago, she did come to me and, you know, she needed to vent, I guess, if you will. And she expressed that, you know, I'm I'm on the right path and trying to get things to, because she's still living, she had to move out with her uncle's house. I had to live with my brother Kenny for a while. I eventually got a decent job and got my own apartment and everything. She hadn't done that yet. And she had come to me and expressed to me that, you know, you're on the right path, Justin. And she was crying. She was upset. She's really hard on herself. You know, it's like anything I do, I can't seem to get anything together. And I expressed to her, you know, I felt the same way. And I had to get down on my knees and give it to God and pray that he would take control. And I expressed that to her and everything. And that's another question I have. Is this a possibly a chance to, you know, pull her back to God or lead her back to God?
Well, you know? Here's the thing. You say, honey, I want to believe that you're sincere, and I want to believe that you want to do the right thing. If that is true, then let's go get some help together, help for you and help for me. If it's not true, then all you're really doing is wanting me to hear your pain. You're not really wanting to do anything about your pain.
About it.
Okay. See, I over and over again, people say stuff, but their actions, they just don't match it at all. So what they say is worthless, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't listen to what she says, you watch what she does. And you encourage her and say, I'm there for you if you want to do something different. But I can't be there for you if you just want me to be there for pleasure or to hear you talk about your tough life. You want to get some help? If not, I've got to go meet with Bob, my sponsor or whatever. I can't talk to you anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. We care about you. And I hope and pray that, well, I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder. I think whether she is that or not, there's some things there that kind of point toward a tendency there, and there'll be some things that'll help you see that you got to be a person here. You got to be a man in the midst of her doing, you know, whatever it is that she's trying to do here. But boy, she is really trying to manipulate you if she's not willing to get some help. I hope she's willing to get some help. That'd be a great, great thing. Well, joining us right now is a person that has done a lot for people to get the help that they need, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we're in a new month here.
Yes, sir.
And I know that one of the things we're doing is we're giving people, if they support us in any way, we're going to send them some amazing samples from our video library that's a Club New Life benefit. And there's stuff like Mylon K's Comfort Circle. There's challenges to intimacy and marriage that I did. Chris did Principles of Addiction. Sherry did the Triune Council of the Brain. Alice Benton did What to Do with Conflict. Dr. Dave Stoop did When Someone You Love is Addicted. And Shelley Martinkus did Protecting Our Children from Exposure to Porn and More. These are some powerful videos. And if you want them, we'll send them to you as our way of saying thanks for a gift of any amount. But talk to us about what we're hoping is going to happen here in July.
Well, one of the things is, well, first off, thank you everybody who has been supporting.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of a year for us. It's been a pretty good year. We're ahead of where we were last year. We're not quite meeting the budget, but so it's a mixture. And so we need your continued support. If you can give a one-time gift, that's fabulous. We appreciate that. We need one-time gifts. If you can continue, we have some momentum going, joining Club New Life. We're getting a lot of new people. In March, April, and May, we exceeded the number of people we needed to join. In June, we just barely met our goal and objective. So that's not bad, but when you exceed it for 3 months and then you just barely meet it the following month, it's like, come on, guys, let's keep it going. So if you can make a Club New Life commitment to us, $30 a month for these gifts that Steve just mentioned. And you know that video library? We have posted, I think, 120 right in that neighborhood videos since March, and we will continue to add some every week. We just recorded our 200th video this week. I think Mylon did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mylon raises his hand. So a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, and I want to clarify something. We're behind on budget, but our giving is up over last year. It's just at the expense of this radio program, and things go up, so our budget has to go up. But we're blessed that more people are giving to New Life more than ever. We just want you to help us so that we don't get behind any more or not meet this budget, because our budget increases every year.
And I want to ask you folks who are listening, who have been listening for quite a while, thinking, I'm going to give to these guys one of these days. This is the day. Please do it. We've talked to people who have waited a couple of years, and time just sort of ticks by, and realization hits them, I need to do it now. So I'd like this to be your wake-up call.
All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEWLIFE. All right, let's go back to our calls. John, Reading, Pennsylvania, WBYN. How you doing? What's going on?
Hi, guys. I was randomly came across your station today, and I got a lot going on. I'm separated from my wife since February as a result of addictive behaviors. And 2 days after we separated, I lost my job because of addictive behaviors. And that night, I relapsed and kept it to myself. And maybe a couple weeks later, shared it with people in recovery and tried to get back on track. Never told my wife. Well, 2 weeks ago, she asked me if I had used. And the day before my one-year anniversary, I did relapse. The night I was terminated, and she's not talking to me for the most part. She's in Jersey, I'm in Reading.
Okay.
I went down Saturday. She told me she wanted a divorce. My question is, I mean, there's a lot more than that that's going on, and there's been some action that I've taken in the last 16 days. That's how long I'm clean. My question is there anything that I should be doing? Should I send a random message of kindness to her or let her know sporadically I don't want a divorce, send her a card every once in a while? I'm not sure if I should just leave her be, completely turn it over to God, or if there's something I should be doing.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to ask Chris when we get back to start us off here. But to me, the only real communication that matters is what you're doing, what you're learning about yourself, what you see in yourself, and how your recovery is going in a different direction so that you never relapse again, but also so that it's not just about I'm not using today, but it's all about I'm clean today, and I'm growing today, and I'm understanding all of the things surrounding this addiction, not just whether I use or not today. And I understand the impact I've had on your life. Those are things that are important.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back, and a lot of things have happened with John, but John has gotten back into recovery. 16 days, that's not a small thing after you relapse. Chris, what do you have to say for him?
Well, John, first, I'm so glad that you called in today, and you, I think it is right that you need to let go of your wife right now for a moment. And the reason is because you're living tortured, and it's inside of you. And this chronic relapsing is driven by the pain and the loneliness and the emptiness that you carry inside. You know, your chronic relapsing is actually not driven by your head or your mind. It's driven by your body. And that is historical events that have happened in your life. The chaotic, painful home that you grew up in is still needing to be medicated. And so what I want you to be able to do, in addition to staying in really strong recovery, is get into some trauma work here. To get into these things in your life that you're carrying this pain and this agony around inside of you, that you can go for a little while, but something will trigger, something will happen, and your powerlessness overtakes you. And your powerless is directly tied to the pain of your past.
It absolutely is. I do come from a very traumatic childhood.
Okay. So maybe it's going deeper into resolving that.
Right. And I am in therapy now. I've been in therapy. I think what's making this, my wife was and I were in reconciliation mode up until 2 weeks ago. But then she found out that during these past 4 or 5 months that there was a handful of times that I had used. And I was advised through multiple people in recovery, take care of yourself. Now's not the time. You're probably not, you may not be ready to handle how she responds. Well, I did that, but I wasn't getting anywhere. The shame and the guilt was kicking my butt, and I felt like I was living a lie because here I am trying to reconcile with my wife. She's in therapy. I'm in therapy, and we have an argument a couple weeks ago, and she comes out and asks, "Did you relapse?" And I said,
"We understand that. But the question is what to do now. And so his next best step, Chris, is what?
Well, it's to get into trauma-specific therapy. You may be doing that. That may be the case. But there are things like EMDR, somatic experiencing, experiential type of therapies. And those are the types of things that you need to get therapy not in the head but in the body, and it needs to go back to your past.
Okay. All right, I hope that's helpful to you. And I'm sending you a Life Recovery Bible, 3 million of those out there, 25th anniversary of that. I hope it's going to be helpful to you. Well, I wish we had more time, but we don't have more time. But let me just leave you with something here as we wrap this up. Jeremiah was a tremendously powerful prophet. And you know, a prophet, you got to be 100% right, or you're not a prophet. You're a false prophet. And in Jeremiah 6:16, he said this. He said, "This is what the Lord says." Now, when Jeremiah, a prophet who's 100% right, says it, It's what the Lord says. So you can count on it. It's in the Bible. It's going to be true. But that's a double dog dose of truth. And he says this, stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. Now, what is that old godly way? It's surrender. It's what this phrase my wife came up with. It's humbling down. It's not arrogance. It's doing what you can do to follow the path of God, whether you like it or not. And I want to give you four options to consider today. One option is to get some help for yourself, especially if, like you've heard some of these calls today, you're living in the shadow of somebody who needs help a lot worse than you do. And you can just focus on them needing help, or you could decide, I've got to get help for me. So some of you, the action plan, one of the four options would be get some help. The second thing would be maybe you're getting help, but just like this last caller, maybe you need to go deeper in the help you're getting. Maybe you need to open up to a sponsor or a counselor and say, okay, tell me what I need to do beyond this. Is there something I'm not aware of you need to help me with? Third thing, if you don't need to get help or go deeper in help, help somebody else. You can support this ministry and help somebody else. And that alone helps you as you help others. The fourth option is, it's the fatal option, and that is to do nothing. And worse than doing nothing is doing nothing and expecting to live a better life. I think when we stop at the crossroads, as Jeremiah says, and we consider the old godly way, it will lead us to peace, it'll lead us to restored relationship, and it'll lead us to repairing things like addiction and obsessions and all sorts of things. He finishes his verse by saying, but you reply, no, that's not the road that we want. Milan, for anybody standing at the crossroads saying the godly way isn't the road that we want, what encouragement do you have for them?
Well, it would be to pick your pain. Yeah. The pain, you know, broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many are those who find it. Narrow is the road to life, and few are those who find it. Either road is painful, you see. Yeah. The path of growth and community and honesty and vulnerability and transparency, that's painful because it requires that we go past ourselves and do new things that we've never experienced before. And to take us out of our comfort zone is not easy. But the path that leads to destruction, that's immensely painful too. So as my wife says, she's the queen of one-liners. You mentioned Misty a minute ago, but Kay's a queen of one-liners, and she said, pick your pain. Mm-hmm. And so we have to decide God's way is hard many times, but yeah. Afterwards it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness, and it's worth it.
And, you know, I just have to say this. A lot of you are in pain, and what we continue to see is some kind of, well, it kind of feels like a noble excuse of why you haven't done anything. You feel sorry for the person, or you consider their past or whatever. But sometimes, in reality, we use that noble excuse as an excuse for us to not get out of our own comfort zone. And so that's something to think about. Now, look. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I was going to say, and the other thing is, like, there is growth and healing fatigue. You know, some of you have been at this for a really long time, and you're just tired. And part of what Jeremiah said in that verse is God will give you rest. But the other thing here at New Life is, I was thinking about this as you're talking, Steve, is that encourage and build one another up as long as it is called today. And New Life tirelessly, day in and day out, provides programming and resources. And as long as it's called today, we're going to help you out. So One day at a time, if you're tired and you want to give up, keep going. Just keep going.
Right. So you call us, The phone number is really simple. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the phone number. We want to talk to you. We want to help you, but you have to call us first. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Help. Get help. Help somebody else. Same number. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to July, everybody. See you next time right here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.